And now, live and recorded digitally from the Spinning Unrest Studios, it's Live with Johnny. Here's Johnny!
Good evening. I've been told you this 1,000 times. I cannot continue to be the brains and the talent.
You can't, clearly.
Someone said
you can't do it.
I would say to those people who say that, these kind, wonderful people, fuck yourselves. Kirk, it's been so long. It's been so long. Life has gotten a hold of us. We've had to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get started, first, it feels good to be back. It's nice. Everything feels good.
Everything's good, yeah.
The one thing I was worried about today is it was actually like 70 degrees today.
Crazy nice.
And I kept thinking to myself, I'm going to get into that studio tonight. Kirk's going to shut the doors, or we're going to toast like toast in this joint. I'm going to be sitting in ball soup for 40 minutes because Kirk's got this thing where he's got to keep it a million fucking degrees.
That's not until June. Ball soup doesn't happen until June.
Remember we learned the hard way to turn the air conditioning off when we were talking? It's a good air conditioner. Are you going to ask me why I'm wearing a hat? Ask me why I'm wearing a hat.
Why are you wearing a hat? I mean, it looks good on you. You should get a fitted one, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like this. No, I don't
it's
like
a fitted hat.
No, this. Put it back on.
Oh, sorry.
It's. See? I don't like that.
I got an alfalfa. I'm the only guy who wears a hat and gets an alfalfa.
You need to get a relaxed fit, you know? No dimple there. But that looks good on you.
My brother's the guy who orders this shit. Yell at him.
Dude, I always told you you were a hat guy.
But do you remember when we used to work together? When I would come into work with a hat, you'd be. You would have a hat. This is my impression of Kirk. He'd be like this at work, right? And he'd hear the door open. He'd go, look. And he would see me like that. And he would go like this. What the fuck, dude? I told you I was fucking a hat guy. You're not supposed to fucking wear a hat to work.
You can't have two.
You hated it so much.
You can't have two hat guys in one
place.
It was
so funny how fucking much you hated it. Oh, my God. But anyway, how have you been?
I've been okay. Working, you know.
You had a nice little go-away work trip, huh?
I did.
And I liked it. The one thing that you can tell me all about. Dude goes out to Ann Arbor, Michigan, where?
Just on a whim. No big deal.
Like, you know, like one of the greatest spots in the country, the football stadium, all the stuff to do out in Ann Arbor. It's like a fucking landmark out there. Only thing he could comment on was the snacks that were provided at meetings. You are a fucking gem.
Let me tell you something about Ann Arbor. It's not that different than Connecticut. I mean, when you get away from the stadium and like the campus and all that, it's like a flatter Connecticut. There's nothing really.
A flatter Connecticut.
Yeah. I mean, the people act like Connecticut people. The attitude is Connecticut. It just, there's no
Connecticut.
Mountains. Yeah, it's just.
So basically, it sucks.
I'm not going to knock it. It's just, it's whatever.
Well, let me, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. And we had a Connecticut episode.
Yes.
How, on a scale from 1 to 10, how happy are you to be born, raised, and still in Connecticut? And truthfully,
I like Connecticut, but I think like 80% of that is just that I've become accustomed to it.
It's just home.
Right. It's home, and I'm used to the pace.
Gun to your head.
People.
Somebody,
I'm too lazy to move anywhere.
But there's no fees. All the moving is done for you. You wake up. You go to bed one night. You wake up the next morning. You're there, and it's all done, and there's nothing to do. There's no work involved. Where would you go?
I would probably move to near where my father lives in North Carolina. Not like Raleigh, North Carolina, but farther out in the mountains where it's a little more.
So I'm bad with that. So is he closer to the coast?
No, he's closer. He's more west.
Gotcha.
Mountains, but not like hard. Not like
how deep in the mountains you want to be? I was just gonna say you want to be like west. You want some people from West Virginia falling down a fucking mountain, being like, "Mate."
It's just rural.
People haven't seen electricity or like clean clothes in fucking 7 years.
That's the only place that I've been to that I could imagine living, and I could tolerate people there.
Amy's family has a plan, a couple year plan. The whole family's, they all want to move. Everybody wants to get the fuck out of Connecticut.
That's
all
true.
Gonna, like, move together.
And where are they going?
Like, Kansas is on the plate.
Kansas?
Yeah. They have family out there.
Really?
So that's on the plate. Scrolling. Last week, 2 weeks ago, baseball practice. We're leaving indoor practice, of course.
Yes.
JoJo scrolling Facebook.
Oh, boy.
And he sees a kid who used to play with us, who his family has now moved to Texas. And they're already like, they're like on, you know, they're in their fourth, fifth game of the season already.
Yeah.
He's like, what are they, you know? I said, dude, it's Texas. They get to play all year round. They take 1 month off. They take December off to give the families a break. this dude, like, I want to move to Texas. I'm with him. I'm like, let's fucking go to Texas.
Well, Texas, you got to be careful because Texas is so huge. There's like four or five distinct
areas. I know that I don't want to go to the southern border because that just seems to be the wrong place to be these days. I don't want to be up north because then that's like hurricane tornado alley.
Right.
I figure
Dallas-ish? I want
to go down and to the right, where whatever's there, down and a little bit to the right, okay. Closer to like
I would need a map.
Like Louisiana, like right there, I think is there. That's where I would want to be. I, as a man who's going to be 47 years old this year here in Connecticut, in which I've always lived in Connecticut myself, Oklahoma. Yeah, see, because if you go all the way up top to Texas,
so you don't
Oklahoma put you right in fucking tornado alley. Dude, you're done.
Now a couple people I work with live in San Antonio, and they say it gets a little too hot. Austin is good, but Austin is like hipster Texas.
Right.
It's not yeehaw Texas. But see,
Dallas still puts us too high to Tornado Valley.
Yes.
Although you never hear really about Dallas getting tornadoes. But anywhere from Dallas, let's say Dallas, in between Dallas and Austin.
How about Waco?
I hear they have some free some open real estate lately.
They have some land there.
You laugh, but it's probably a beautiful country. I mean, it's Tyler, remember Friday Night Lights, the TV show?
Yes, that's right.
They had beautiful. Wait,
where is that? Where are you looking?
Right here.
I don't see it.
Right there.
Oh, that's
right, closer to Louisiana.
Not bad. Tyler, Texas.
And
that's what we should do. Tyler, Texas.
Pack your bags. We're going to Tyler, Texas. Plan. Anyway, completely off hinge. Ramble. I'm glad to be back. I've had a lot of time to think about this show. Hi, Katie Liddy Berry. How are you?
Hi, Katie.
Katie's got some basketball stuff going on. She's her girl in the Flipple girls. Everybody's playing basketball. They got athletes, these people. Girls athletes in Connecticut have always been much better than the male athletes. I think we've talked about this before.
100%. Lacrosse, too. Same thing.
UConn men won today. I don't know if you watch college basketball.
I do not. I don't.
You know, I hadn't for a while, and then I married a woman who's a psychopathic UConn fan. Okay. And my dad was huge into it back in 80s and 90s. And, of course, he died in the early 90s. Thanks for bringing that up. But I'm good, Katie. I'm good. Life is good. Currently unemployed, battling crippling depression, feeling useless.
But other than that,
emasculated by the world. But other than all of that, I am fine. No, again, I'm not unemployed because I'm a bum. I'm unemployed because the company I worked for went out of business after 46 years. I was only there for 18 of them, obviously, because I'm too young to be there.
You
that
beat
long.
Me. I was there for 15.
I know.
You beat me.
I know. There you go. Quinn Berry at Holy Cross is going for the state champs this weekend.
Nice. I'm
telling you, man, these girls. Well, we hope Quinn gets a triple-double and puts Holy Cross there for the championship. I've been playing a lot of basketball lately, trying to get back, lose a couple of LBs. I was showing JoJo. He didn't believe me. Nobody believes me that they call me Vanilla MJ.
I believe at one point you challenged either me or somebody to a game of horse.
Yeah, I'll smoke
you. That you would... You pretty much guaranteed you would win.
I'll smoke you. They call me Vanilla Michael Jordan, like everywhere I go, and Johnny Buckets. But
and you have to earn that. That title isn't just given to you.
But see, the problem is, and I get shit from my wife, and I get shit from JoJo, and I get shit from my nephews. When I'm just standing still, I shoot one-handed.
Right. No.
Right.
Yep.
So this week, I've graduated to showing, because I don't like to show all the moves, I showed JoJo my little bit of my crossover, my fadeaway jumper.
Yeah, layup, all that stuff.
He didn't say it, but his eyes locked with my eyes, and his eyes said
to
my...
Yet a moment.
His eyes said to my eyes, okay. I just thought you were a fat, useless piece of shit. Now, he wouldn't ever say that, and he wouldn't mean to say that, but I'm telling you, that's what his eyes ever said. He couldn't believe that I actually had it within me to do it. So as I get in better shape, I want to play more basketball. But yes, I will smoke anybody in a game of horse anytime, anywhere. It has to be done for charity. We got to do it right.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. This coffee, I love you.
It's good, ain't it?
And you know, your wife says if you use the rest of it, put the thing in the sink. But I didn't. But I'm at the bottom of it, and if that's
just, where it's, you get that tar.
On the way here, I was dragging ass. I had a crazy day. Crazy busy day. But anyway, what the fuck are we talking about? Basketball. Good luck to Quinn. Good luck to the Holy Cross girls team. While we were away, I'm looking at Pat Oates' picture because Pat Oates was on the show about a month ago. He's going to come
Ragnar,
back on.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's good, dude.
Yeah, he's going to come back on. He's been busy. He's been at Comics Roadhouse up at the Mohegan.
I saw he was getting
Up at the Mohegan. Guess who we saw?
I was up there, too. Who did you see?
We saw Matt Rife.
How was Matt Rife? I wanted to go to that.
Who did you go see?
We did.
Slipknot was there.
We went for a weed convention because Lobie works at that weed place now, and they had a stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went and walked around all these booths and got some free swag, and it was cool, man. Nice. I love Mohegan.
A friend of mine went up there that Sunday. There was also a baseball card show.
Yes, I saw
that. He goes, I brought my son to go to the baseball card show. We walk in, he's like, there's hippies and weed everywhere. I was like, all right.
Same day.
All right, man.
Same day.
That's where you get the guy who's appraising the cards high. And so we fucking, I give you like 10 grand for that.
Yes.
Matt Rife was good?
Or were you not pleased? His Netflix show was funny, I thought, man.
I only saw snippets of his Netflix.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, most of it. I hate to speak for other people, but if Amy was here, she would tell you that she didn't like, she was embarrassed for him. So the way the kid got popular was, you know, his crowd stuff.
Right.
Talking, you know, he would always find like a hot mom in the crowd.
Yes.
And, you know, he would work or whatever thing. So
was the crowd not?
So we ended up being at his very first headlining arena show ever.
Yeah.
8,000 people or something, 7,500 people. He's never played for a crowd. He's never been the headliner. We were the first ones. At the end of the show, he took a picture of it and everything. So he was, I'm not going to tell you he wasn't funny at times, but he was I'm a sports guy. So he was a third baseman trying to play center field. Do you know what I mean? He was out of position.
I know exactly what you mean.
I guarantee you that Matt Rife at, let's say, the Laugh Factory down in Bridgeport.
Right, somewhere more condensed
where
and
you're
intimate,
sitting right on top
right,
of
intimate.
Him.
Intimate, yeah, close.
That's his thing. 7,500 people where it's not as intimate, like, you know,
it's not.
You know, when you go to, Guns N' Roses and you're like, I had front row seats. But everybody knows the front row seats at a show like that, there's like 30 feet of fence
right,
in front
you're
of you.
Not front.
So you're never front
you're
row.
You're just in front.
Right. So that's how that is. And then, but if you go see, you know, who's bums now, you know, Tesla, they're playing Toad's Place where you can literally sit on stage with them if you want to. And I'm not trying to trash Toad's Place. I'm just saying Guns N' Roses can't play Toad's Place.
Right.
I mean, they could, but you get the gif.
They won't.
The gif. They won't. But he was funny. He started off edgy, like he wanted to like push the envelope. He one of his jokes, and I won't tell his joke, but he was like, I want to bring back the word retard, but not in the context that you think it is.
Okay.
Right? That's his joke. But he started to make like a funny point and started to go where I thought he was gonna go. And then he immediately just starts like apologizing for himself and like taking it back and trying to be politically. So I felt like he was a horse that almost got out and then they pulled him back. And then it just felt he just kept like repeating himself, and which is funny because I've done that 1,000 times. But he just, you know.
You know.
Katie Lindy Berry with the comment of the night. All right? You go ahead and read it. I can't read it because it's too complimentary towards
me. Oh, Katie Lindy Berry. I do not find comedians funny. 3! I find people like you, capital Y-O-U, funny. Well, because you're genuine.
Well, not only that, but I will tell you this. People who watch this show might say on any given night, well, you're funny, but you're not funny. My gift is just to be right here with you right now and go. I don't need to prepare. I can be like that. So, but I'm not trying to say I'm better than Matt Rife. I would never say that. But we got the tickets for free.
I was going to ask you how much you paid
for the
tickets.
We got the tickets for free, so there's no complaint out of us.
Okay, so, right. Because if you pay $100 for that ticket, you have a lot more room.
Amy went out and bought merch afterwards, a shirt, a sweat, a long sleeve tee for her, and I think a sweatshirt for her sister, or maybe a t-shirt. I don't know. It was shit was expensive, and she wears it every day, which, you know, I got to see Matt Rife's face every day. But at the same time, apparently, I'm like, you paid $80 for that shirt. You better get your value out of it.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Katie Lady Berry. Not the part that where I'm the funny guy, but some comedians, when you're up there and you could tell like he was going from boom to like you know segments, boom to boom.
Yeah,
to
like
boom
he had a bulleted boom. List that.
And you know how like, and I don't want to compare. You hate to compare it because I'm not trying to trash you, dude. I'm just saying, you know, put it this way. I don't like your music. You don't like my music.
Right.
He's just not my type of guy. That's
all. Not your kind of comedy.
It is what it is. Not saying that, you know, I couldn't help him. No, but you listen to a Bill Burr, and Bill Burr will tell you something, and then next, you don't even realize it, but without realizing it, he brought you right into the next thing, and he brought you right into the next thing.
He's got a very, right. Like, he can flow into the next things. That's hard.
But Bill Burr's a goddamn legend. He's a genius. And, you know.
Absolute genius.
That's, I just felt like it was like, here's exactly, perfect analogy, and then I'll finish it with this guy. It felt like he finished one chapter, and we all knew it, and the next chapter began. Do you know what I mean?
It was like delineated.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
it was,
yeah.
It was, and
yeah, that's not.
He hammered home a joke about his roommate of 9 years, that his roommate of 9 years is gay, and this, that, and the other thing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to say this on air, and I said this to everybody in the car the next day, because we all stayed overnight. Which is a whole other fucking story. Amy and I stayed up for like 38 hours in a row. Fucking Matt Rife gambling. She had to go to work. I had to go to baseball. It was a whole thing.
Whole shenanigans.
Oh, it was good times. But Matt Rife's whole shtick is he keeps his shirt off. The chicks love him. Every white woman from the age of 21 to 55 wants to be with Matt Rife.
Well, he's a handsome dude.
Hey, God bless him.
He's got the dimples.
Everybody, so he already gets a passing grade whether he's funny or not because they're all like this. All the power to him.
Yep.
All the fucking power to him.
Yep.
Lita Ford made a career out of it. She sucks at music, but everybody wanted to see her in that bra. Anywho, I love Lita Ford. I just don't like her music. When this tour is over and he's took all these white women's money, when he's got all their money and he's banked it and he's fucking rich, you mark my words, he's going to come out as gay. And he's been in a relationship with his roommate. He bashed that whole time.
You think so?
Which nobody gives a shit.
What? That would be.
He just kept hammering home that joke. And he just. And you know, he was making the joke. And the way his roommate was looking at him and the way he was kind of like with his roommate, I just was like,
what?
The joke's on us. It's not on them.
Really?
When it's all over, Matt Rife will come out as gay. And he will have been in a relationship with this roommate for years.
Mark it down. That's the prediction. Mark it down.
But do yourself a favor, Matt Rife. Don't do it to the end of the tour. Collect them checks because 7,500 people a room, and he probably pays a couple of 10,000 place them.
Yeah, once you come out as gay, the chicks aren't going to want you as much.
I don't think Dia meant the pun in this sentence, but she says, I pegged him as gay from the first time I saw him. I don't think she meant it the way that I thought it, but we get it. But, you know, good play on words if you did mean it.
I bet his roommate pegged him too.
But that's one thing. Well, he doesn't have to peg him. He's got a nice.
Right.
He doesn't even need to peg.
He's got a real wiener.
Shit. So that's where we're at. And then I've spent more time with my crippling depression and my free time and my useless as a fucking that's man. That's
what we do.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When did. We always knew people on Facebook were fucked up. We've been complaining about it since day one. Right? Since episode, where we're at episode 68.
Yes.
From episode 1 to episode 68, we've complained about something on social media.
Every episode.
But here's what I have realized now that I've had more time. And this is where you as my producer, are supposed to say, if you've had more time for social media, why does our page look like dick? Shut up.
It's fine.
I want it. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Crippling depression. All right.
Okay.
People on Facebook have become snitches. They have become absolute rats and snitches. Case in point. You ever eaten at Nardelli's?
Naugatuck, Waterbury, and Watertown. Okay. Those three locations.
I happen to know there's one in Oxford and in Southbury as well.
Yep.
I've been to the one in Southbury, never been. But anyway.
Okay.
I'm not even a huge fan of Nardelli's. Okay? And now I'm not a huge fan of them for my own reasons. I just, people have different.
Even the one in Naugatuck? Because that original location, you know what is good.
I don't like it when the bread's a lot of bread.
Okay.
Right?
That's fair.
So
too much bread.
Too much. I don't like it. But their balsamic chicken that you can get and just cut up and eat.
It's
and their buffalo chicken, whatever their sauce is
the best.
Fucking phenomenal. It's not that I don't like them. I just don't go out of my way. When I was a single guy and Johnny was always out doing his own thing, I used to get a meat tray once a week and put it in the fridge and just go over and grab a fucking gabagool.
Little gabagool. Like Comey?
Yeah. I come home. Where's the turkey?
Where's the turkey?
Fucking... Woman gets online and she's like, I had the worst experience today. When did Nardelli start only giving like a third of the meat they used to? And just goes on this epic
people.
Douchebag of a rant. So now people start to kill her. Then people are like, you know, blah, 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 that's Nardelli's. How could blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, ever since they franchised, they
sold out,
you know,
man.
Because fucking Jimmy Jack Johnson, who put the comment on there, you're so fucking successful with your fucking, you know, raking leaves fucking business, bro, or whatever the fuck it is you do. You know, but ever since they franchised, fuck out of here, bro. You get a dollar if half of the people who commented on this thing could spell franchise. And I'm not here to attack people.
They spelled it wrong.
Clearly, I'm a little bit fired up.
That's fine.
It got me to thinking, ma'am, let's say you're first of all, it's probably a 17-year-old kid who made her fucking thing at like 5:30. But
yeah, some high school kid working
for
minimum.
Let's say it's a person who works at Nardelli's and that's how they feed their family and that's how they pay their bills.
Hypothetical. Yeah.
And you get on Facebook and you get 350 fucking people to comment and agree with you and fuck that place and screw them and we should all never go there again and blah, 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 blah. And then you're the person who owns that Nardelli's and you're like, all right, well, today.
Holy shit. Today, oh, wait, I know who
oh
that was.
Oh, my God, fucking Jerry was working today. Fucking
that
Jerry's
fucking
my
kid.
What the fuck? Jerry's got two kids and a wife at home. Jerry got to go.
We got to get rid of Jerry.
So it got me to thinking. I don't even remember what the girl's name was, and I don't care. But hey, fucking...
Elizabeth.
Penelope. Because you got to figure it's not a Penelope.
No.
Right? I don't even know if there's any Penelopes left.
No.
Hey, Penelope, what if I went to your work today, and you were having an off day? You were fighting with your husband or your kids being a dick or, you know, your grandmother sick or whatever. So you have an off day at work, whatever it is you fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get on Facebook... And I pick that day to say how terrible you are at your job. And I take that one experience and that one time and I turn it into this whole big fucking thing. Well, how do you think she would feel?
She would feel marginalized.
She would be, oh my God. Her first thing out of her mouth would be, you can't judge me on one time. You came to my job one time. My husband was yelling at me. The dog shit in the living room. The cat got sprayed by a skunk.
And
that's where the saying.
Okay, Penelope.
That's where the saying is, be careful. You never know what anyone else is battling or how their day's going.
That's correct.
Right? You know, like people know. You know how many people probably yelled at me today the way I was driving? They don't. I'm tired. Slightly overweight. Crippling depression. You don't know what I'm fucking battling with. Anyway, what if we did that to you, Penelope? What if we did that? Penelope would have gotten right on there and defended herself. And you wouldn't have liked it, Penelope. You would have been very sad. You say, I can't believe that this person would do that. How are they? A week later, she gets on Facebook. I just had a discussion with the owner, and it will be fixed the next time I'm in there.
Wait, is this true or are you making...
This is...
Wait, she took...
Honest to God truth.
I thought you were still in hypothetical mode.
No. Okay. No. Sorry, we're out of hypothetical.
Okay, so...
I'm not going to Penelope's job. I don't care about Penelope's job.
So Penelope talked to the owner and then posted
the fucking owner. The owner's from Naugatuck. They put it on one of these local Naugatuck pages where, you know, the town page thingy. Dude, it got like fucking 345 comments in like fucking 3 hours. The owner, somebody probably called it, you know, say it's you. Hey, Kirk, you know that franchise of yours downtown?
You gotta go on this Facebook.
You gotta go fucking see this thing.
Holy
shit. So this
dude
calls her up. But this is the comment that makes me want to fucking hope that Penelope slips on a banana peel at some point.
Go on.
He assured me that my next experience won't be like my last one. I say that to my wife every time. You know, fuck out of here, bro. Rats. They're all rats. Then in these comments, Penelope's friends and the people who agree with Penelope. Oh, what about this place? What about this place? What about that place? What about this place?
Right, they're piling.
Then
on.
Right above her, because she got you know 248 likes and she got 345 comments. So what does the person do right above her? Rats out a gas station for selling kids vapes and cigarettes or some bullshit.
There's nothing wrong with vapes and cigarettes. Come on.
So here's my thing. Penelope should just not go there anymore if she does not like it. Move on. Correct. My yes. perfect analogy was
ding,
this.
Ding.
Before I get to the other thing. Do you remember the 1990s? Let's say 91, 92?
Of course.
Okay. Remember when Fox... Remember we only had like ABC, NBC, and CBS?
And then all of a sudden it's like Fox.
And then there was Fox. And they had The Simpsons and Married with Children.
Yes.
And Cops.
Yep. Cops was amazing.
Cops was amazing. Do you remember the Peg Bundy, the Kelly Bundy? And they had the sex, you know, Bud would always bring home like a porn star or sexy chick. And they all got fucking mad and blah, 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 blah. We want Fox taken off the air. We had mothers go to our school, the PTA, and have a petition that our parents and all the kids would sign that none of us would watch Fox and none of us would watch Married with Children, all those things. I remember my father never went to, the only thing my dad went to the school is if we were in a play or sports.
That's it.
Otherwise, if we got in trouble.
He's not going.
He would call, I'm going to be in front of the school. Send him out when I get there. They're like, yeah, but we want to talk to you. He's like, there is nothing you're going to tell me or my kid that I'm not going to fucking tell him. Like, he would never even come in there. Principals, we can get fucking in trouble, which was more scary than anything. But my father goes to this PTA meeting, and they got the microphone. And he was, like, smoking. I don't even know if he fucking had a cigarette in his mouth. I want to settle this real quick. I just want to give everybody can calm the fuck down. And they're all like, sir, you can't swear. He's like, well, from my understanding is I have the floor.
Yeah,
I will
so
speak.
Fuck you.
I will fucking speak. But we're also talking about a guy who was getting pulled over for running a stop sign in the middle of winter and made the cop follow him home so he can give him a ticket in the warmth of the house, not outside. So, he goes, those of you who do not like Fox and those of you who do not like the Al Bundy show, he didn't even know the name of the show. He just knew the Al Bundy show. Change the channel. Don't turn it on and it won't bother you. Good night. And he turns around and he goes, kids, Lynn, let's go. And we all just fucking walk out the fucking building. Like, it's that easy, Penelope. And Katie said it herself. If it's not for you, it's not for you. You don't, your experience at, you know, wherever is not going to be my experience. It's nonsensical. And then the woman who, right after her says, the kids are getting cigarettes and vapes. Number one, I don't know, you saw this from your car. You just assume that that child's under 18 or that kid's under 18. That's number one. Number two, I'm sure you were one of them. I didn't grow up with you, but I had friends who were 13 years old fucking smoking cigarettes, 14 years old, 15 years old smoking cigarettes.
Of course.
It's almost like a rite of passage, right? Like for some, I never did. I never smoked cigarettes. I had asthma, and I just didn't like it. Both my parents smoked, so I think I got enough of it.
I mean, listen, 14, 15, you're going to start, like, you know, having a little play around with alcohol. You might get chip-faced and throw up, and it's not going to kill – listen, it's not going to make you addicted to alcohol.
No. There's only one rule of smoking with kids, and I went to Seymour, so we know this to be true. If she smokes, she pokes.
Right. Yes.
But here's my thing with that woman. Now she's going to go complain. She put the name of the gas station on there and everything. Okay? And then somebody tagged the Naugatuck to police. Like, they're just fucking rats and snitches.
Go raid them.
I'm going to tell you what I would do. Let's say when my son was 14 or when JoJo's 14 and I find out that they got a pack of Marbs off the dude or a vape. Okay, and I don't want him doing that. I'm gonna tell you right now. I think my son vapes now that he's older, and because I hear him when I'm on the phone with him, and I think I seen him when he was home doing it. I don't like it. I fucking hate it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I know you vape. I don't like it.
I vape. It's fine.
But right,
you don't like it, so guess what? You don't do it.
So I don't do it. I don't want JoJo to do it.
Right, but if JoJo's going
to
do it.
But let's say, correct. If JoJo's going to grow up to be a smoker or my son's going to grow up to be a smoker.
Right.
What am I going to do? Right.
I mean, all you could do is try to talk them into your line of thought and say, hey, it could hurt you.
I figure it this way. I got the two boys. If they just both grow up to be nice and respectful and good people, we're good. Everything else is fucking whatever. So, but if I, let's say I see it. Let's say I find out. Okay? Here's what I'm doing. I'm getting JoJo in a car. We're going down to that gas station.
Yes.
I'm going to look, see who's working. If it's the 15-year-old kid, I'm not looking for him. I'm looking for the guy.
Right. The guy. You want the guy.
I'm going to say to the guy, hey, bro, listen. This dude, he's 14. He was down here today. He got one of them fucking Fruity Pebbles flavored vapes.
Little fucking
vapor rupee. Yeah. little fucking vapor rupee. Do me a favor. Don't ever sell it to him again, and don't ever let anybody who works here sell it to him again. If he comes in here again, and I'm in here often, you tell me that he tried to come in here and get it again. And number two, might want to do a little bit better with who you're selling the shit to, because you are going to get in trouble.
Right. But bottom line is, you're going to police your own kid yourself. Right. You don't need Facebook people to protect your kid.
Right. Now give me two Mega Monies and a Gatorade and we're fucking out of
here. I'll get out of here.
I'm still a fucking happy customer. But not Penelope number two. Penelope number two wants to go rat and be a fucking snitch. I just don't get it. So what are you going to do when you see fucking Joe Blow and his 25-year-old niece at the bar having a drink because she's home from fucking California? You're going to go on Facebook and you say you just saw Joe Blow with his new 25-year-old girlfriend because you don't know who she is? Do you know what I mean?
It's
people.
Mind your business, man. Just shut up.
I don't know, man.
It's ridiculous.
The larger part is when people will post that their opinion as if it's a fact. Right, because now Penelope too puts that this is happening, and then you get every other Tom, Dick, Harry, and Mary and Jerry. Oh, I see it all the time. I see it all the time. I can name other places.
It happens.
So I'm gonna name other places.
Oh, this is rampant. They love that word, rampant.
Rampant.
It's rampant.
I would like to get. I quit drinking twice.
How'd that
before
go?
I turned 21.
Oh, you quit.
I quit. I took time off from drinking twice before I was 21.
Okay. And then after 21?
It's literally youth. It's youth. I don't advocate that happens. But we grew up in a time where we didn't have so much stimulation. We had an empty field. We had kissing girls. And we had Little League. Like, we didn't have what these kids have now. We had Super Mario and shit, but it's not, you know.
It's not what these kids,
we didn't have the ticky-tacky, the Facebook. No ticky-tackies. All the fucking nonsense. All that. Nonsensical nonsense.
Check your notes. What's next?
No. Well, I had it written down in my Live with Johnny pad, but...
Forgot your pad.
I forgot my pad.
That's fine.
So, but I have been putting the things in my notes so right. that I don't...
Right? Notes app.
What did you tell me? When you think of something, type it in.
Because
you get here and you're like...
I was thinking of this thing.
The only other thing I was going to say with is I'm reading all these comments for both things, right? Because, listen, I'm like any other moron. The pages are the devil, first of all. I mean, but it's like a car crash. I can't stop watching, and I'm going to complain about it tonight, but I'm going to go home and hope that somebody does something else because I can scroll.
Yes.
Like when somebody's like, you know, when it's like June 28th. Does anybody know when the 4th of July parade is? And right above them is the pinned post of when the 4th of July parade is. People are just doing it.
And that's every town group. That's not just every group.
They just want to be the one
right.
that stirs the pot and gets the likes and gets the comments. Yep. I remember when I started Facebook, back in 2011, you were my dealer. Yo, you want some of this Facebook? Dude got you hooked first time. When you're on Facebook and you really do honestly give a shit about Facebook, like my personal Facebook, and I'm going to post something funny either tonight or tomorrow. You're going to like it.
All right.
On my own page, not the Live with Johnny
page.
That's
fine.
Those little red dots saying that you got a comment or a like, man, it is. I imagine it's what smoking crack is like. I've never smoked the crack. I'm assuming I never will smoke the crack.
Not even once on the crack.
But
no. No crack.
It is like, so I guess if you're someone who doesn't have much in life and you're somebody.
Right. That's like their validation and their stimulation. Right. They get
Right. If you're one of those people who's married to a 47-year-old guy that plays Fortnite till 3 a.m. and then goes to work all day. What are these dudes doing?
I don't know. I don't play Fortnite. I just go to work.
I was talking to somebody the other day. They were telling me about somebody I know. He's going to be almost like 48 or 49. He's got like 3 kids, and he doesn't even go to their ball games or shit. He just goes to work and plays Fortnite. Fucking, he's on his headphones all night. He's got like a whole room set up.
Yeah, I think that's a symptom of something else. But
what do I know? Maybe his wife is the woman posting all this stuff.
I mean,
and that's where she's getting her.
There could be some layers that are related here. Maybe,
like for instance, how come nobody goes on to what's happening in Naugatuck and posts, "Why aren't you listening to Live with Johnny?" It's the greatest world.
I've never seen.
How come nobody's fucking posting that? How come no one's going out there so I can get a bunch of red fucking things saying, "Hey, somebody tagged your show in the thing." Nobody's doing that.
No, but if you want to talk about Nardelli's and how little meat was on your sandwich,
if you want to,
that's going to get all the likes.
I got a dollar, says the lady getting a foot long at Nardelli's. Should have got a salad. I should get a salad.
Now you're fine.
No, I'm not going to go there. Sorry. I had a thought, but I think I'm already coming across as an angry.
Okay.
I think my lost feeling of being just... I don't even know if I have a purpose anymore.
Wait, are you going to turn into a Facebook guy now that you're not working and you're depressed? Like,
maybe.
Like, are you pulling a Matt Rife? Like, just to circle back, how you said Matt Rife was making the gay roommate joke. He's going to come out as gay. Now you're here bashing Facebook, but yet you're in this.
A year from now, we're all going to be like, bro, ever since that episode, you turned in. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop at the Cumberland Farms that's over by your house. I'm going to just get something I don't like and then go home and be like,
$1.50 for a cup of coffee?
Are you kidding me? That Slim Jim was gross. Where did you get it? How long was it in the back storage room? You're a dick. I probably came across as a little bit grumpy today. I've been bit of a grumpopotamus, but I think it's because it's not that I'm not, you know, I'm looking for a job, looking for the right job, looking to be good, but I'm also, you know.
What you're not looking, but you start looking for a job isn't quite your job yet.
I'm starting to feel lost and useless.
Well, you need some purpose, dude.
So,
especially at your age, you need that reason to get out there and, you know.
Because I wrote a song about it. Want to hear it goes? It's called Crippling Depression.
Crippling.
When will you go away?
I'm going to drink.
I'm on a
Jake Blue.
Yeah, guess who's going to be in town next week?
Really?
Jake Blue. Guess who? I don't want to tease people, but guess who might be sitting right there next
Jake
week?
Jake Blue?
Yeah, he's making a quick trip home. I'm going to see what I could do.
I'll see what you can do.
What we could do. He's a good guy. I got a couple things I got to talk to you about after this. But anyway, it's been about 40 minutes. Before I give my spiel, there is one other thing we do have to bring up. It's Kirk's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'll give myself a round of applause.
Kirk thought I was going to forget that it's his birthday.
I was actually hoping that we did not have to talk about it, but thank you.
I will show you something.
Jesus.
See these notes where I wrote in bold letters so my dumb ass could not miss
Kirk's B-Day.
So happy birthday. I joke a lot and I say you're like 60, 65, but how old are you really tomorrow?
Actually tomorrow, and as you can see, I have the day off tomorrow. And if you could see Monday, you would see that I also took a Monday off. I will officially be 54. I'm always the same age as whatever year we're in as the end letter because I was born in 70.
And number you mean?
And... 6 by 5.
He's so old he forgot what letters and numbers are.
54.
Oh, that,
yes.
So it makes it easier for you to remember what, you know, that 25, 55, 26.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
54, man.
Mm-hmm.
How's that make you feel?
Listen, dude, I'm not going to lie. I forget shit. My eyes are going.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm fine. I'm in the greatest shape of my life.
Like, I'd be honest.
This dude's like, please send help. Really? That bad, huh?
It's not bad, but, like, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to be like, oh, I'm not aging, I'm fine, everything's fine. Like, listen, you get older, you feel older, my back hurts sometimes, I'm tired.
Do you pee to bed now?
No, but sometimes in the middle of the night I miss the toilet because I can't see anything without my glasses.
Like, what's our over-under on adult diapers for you? You're 54. When do you think they're going to become common?
I will say for 54, just considering where my dad was at 54 and other people that mm-hmm. I've known at that age, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm doing okay.
Like, if you had to play a game of badminton or volleyball right now, you're good.
I could bang it out. I mean, I would be sore the next day, but I could bang it out.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to try to say, like, 5-on-5 full court basketball.
Let's not do that.
I mean, but, like, you could play a little 3-on-3 half court and still not die.
Yeah, I could still play hockey. Right, like, I put the skates on once in a while.
You wake up damp in the middle of the night. If that's the worst thing that happens,
little pee-pee stain.
You know, yeah, that's all. Your poor wife got to look at your racing stripes and your tidy whities.
I don't know how she puts up with me, dude. Know me as well as anybody. Can you imagine living with me?
I just was checking out her new hobby. I think I know how she's putting up with you. She's a lot calmer these days. But happy birthday.
Thank you.
What are we doing for it? Anything exciting? Knowing you.
Take a guess.
You're going to some restaurant somewhere out of state. You're taking a drive.
So close. We're going to a random hole-in-the-wall Vietnamese restaurant in West Hartford.
Okay.
Pho Boston, it's called.
But then why are you taking off the whole weekend?
Because I get unlimited days off, and I don't want to work on my birthday.
Well, can you hire me? I want unlimited days off. The fuck?
Dude, I'd never take a day off. It's so rare.
Katie just asked the same question I asked. What are your plans? Which we now know. But
Vietnamese.
And she says, happy birthday. All right, Vietnamese.
Thank you, Katie. Vietnamese food.
Okay.
I'm going to get together with the only family left in the state, which is my niece and her boyfriend.
Okay.
I mean, outside of my immediate family.
Like Lobie's kid?
No. We're not going to get together with them because they're doing something. So Lisa's side of the family.
Got you. Okay.
And then, of course, Ethan's coming up with his wife. So we're going to have dinner and then board games, carrot cake. That's about it.
You are 54.
That's
board games and carrot cakes.
The perfect 54-year-old birthday.
And real quick, before I wrap it up, what's like a Vietnamese, what do they got? Like cat? What do they got?
It's a
couple of fucking dead horses.
Have you ever had pho? It's like a Vietnamese.
Yeah, for you.
You know ramen, right? You understand ramen. Yes. It's like
pho. P-H-O?
Pho. It's pronounced pho. It's pho. Pho, yes.
Oh, all right.
But I'm going to guess.
That seems to be a hot thing right now because it's up in town in August. Like everybody's in there. We see people talking about. I thought it was pho noodles, but it's like a pho noodles or whatever, I guess.
Also, speaking of what Lisa's new hobby, did you see that there's a dispensary opening in Naugatuck?
Right on the way to Walmart.
New Haven Road?
Yeah.
Zenleaf.
Yeah, but anyway. That place has been trying to open. What's going on there? That place has been trying to open for months. You just brought up a topic I can't wait to get to. And I'm saving it for when Pat Oates comes back on.
Okay.
But there's one thing that makes me really angry, but go ahead. I'm just turning into the. I remember when the show almost was called Fat and Mad. Fat and Mad.
Wait, what show?
This show? I almost called this show Fat and Mad.
Why?
Because I don't know.
You're not fat, dude. The mad part I get, but you're. I wouldn't say you're mad. I would say you're grumpy and sometimes agitated. That's different. You're not mad. You're just. Grumpy. Get off my lawn.
I'm a fucking psychopath who goes back and forth from wanting to run fundraisers and help everyone be the kindest person I can.
Like these.
And then next week I come in and I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? You are no good. I got split personalities.
Yeah.
I'm not even a twin. I'm a triplet. There's Robert and then there's two fucking
And there's and there's very little in between. It's like you're either at one end of the spectrum or the other.
I'm on the spectrum. Well, let's just end the show right there if we're going to fucking insult each other, bro. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy your fa.
Thank you.
Do you get the dough and the Ray with the Ray me? With I love the dough. Ray, me. So, fa. Oh, my God. Is that a butthole?
That's my dog's butthole.
Why is there a picture of your dog's butthole right there?
Because I always take pictures of her butthole and send them to the
You guys can't
family.
See this, but a picture of his dog's tar button just popped right up in front of us.
I just randomly send those to family group chats.
That is a...
No context.
And I can't stop... Why can't I stop staring at her balloon knot? I can't stop doing it.
Thank you.
Oh my God, it's got to go away. I can't. It's like these Facebook comments. I don't like them, but I can't stop.
The funny thing.
Oh, it went away.
The night that Toter was here. Remember the night Toter came over? Yeah. These pictures flash on this TV in the living room, and he was sitting there talking to Hannah, and that picture flashed up, and he stopped mid-sentence. He was like, oh, my God!
Well, up on your 70-inch TV, there's just a big butthole. That had to be, I mean, I'm only down here with, what, like a 25-inch screen, but up there.
It was incredible.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, it feels good to be back. We are back.
Let's go.
We're glad that you're all back. We know that today was a beautiful day, nice sunny day. We do hope you're all outside. And we know that you probably couldn't have watched this. So later, when you get home and you tell your friends that it was on, and hopefully they'll watch it then. And as always, I need likes. I need comments. I need subscribes. I need shares. Go to the Tiki Talkies. Get us on the Facebooks. Whatever you could do to help us out. We have some exciting things coming. Sorry about the three-week hiatus, but sometimes life takes over. We had computer issues 1 week.
Yeah, new computer.
Or 2 weeks. And then Kirk, I'm like, yo, so psyched about tomorrow. He's like, eh, good for you. Lisa will be too.
When sorry.
You get there. I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Sorry.
Anyway, it feels good to be back. We do hope you have a great happy birthday, Mr. Kirk.
Thanks.
And to all the men and women serving our country, we appreciate you. And those who have already, thank you for your service. Remember, the three most important words in the English language are how are you? So text somebody, call somebody, whatever it is. You might save their day. You might save their week. You might save their life. You don't ever know. Before I say anything else, I would be remiss if I didn't say the world lost a good dude this week, Charlie Cassetti. Charlie is a old family friend of ours. Did you ever meet somebody who was funny but didn't even mean to be funny and looked at you like, why are you laughing?
Yes.
This dude was so unintentionally funny at times that I almost thought he would get offended at me because I was laughing so uncontrollably that he was looking at me like, why aren't you taking me serious? He was so goddamn funny, and he was a good human being. You know, and it's such a dead, dumb saying, he'd give you the shirt off his back. I wouldn't. Nobody wants to see this, number one. Katie, thank you for being here tonight. We should have her and CB at the same time. CB plays guitar and you sing, Katie. Let's book it.
Boom. Done.
Just to have her in here for laughs. I don't know if she sings, but.
That's fine.
Charlie would literally siphon gas out of his gas tank to put in your gas tank. This is the type of human being we're talking about. So to Kara and Bobby and the rest of her entire family, our thoughts and prayers are with you, Charlie. You will be missed. The world lost a good, you know, these people say good person. The world lost a genuinely good soul this week. And I myself will miss you, Charlie. And I always look forward to bumping into you in Big Y. Even though we haven't had the chance to hang out in these past few years. So, see you when I see you, Chaz. Bright Eyes, I'm coming home. We will see you all next week. Love you all. Night, night.